Only 2 days after Donald Trump's 80th birthday, while the UFC ring in the White House South Lawn is being dismantled, we now have a row of workers quite literally dumping hydrogen peroxide into the reflecting pool that Trump spent $15 million to renovate. While this is happening, not far from this scene right here, we have Trump's name being surgically removed from the Kennedy Center by a group of workers. The ballroom's price tag just went up by $200 million. That's going to fall on taxpayers. And one more time, the absolutely ugly ring that was constructed on the White House South Lawn is currently being removed. I want to start here with a video of a MAGA live streamer. I found this one to be hilarious. This MAGA live streamer traveled to DC to try and promote and praise Donald Trump. Trump's renovation of the reflecting pool, let's call it. They must have only seen the AI-generated images that Trump was posting on Truth Social, because when they get there, it looks far different than what they expected. And they have to sit there in real time. You can kind of hear them cope with it. You can kind of hear them go, oh, you know, it's so beautiful. Maybe it's a little bit different than I thought, but that happens. Look how beautiful it is. And meanwhile, on screen, it's like the grossest reflecting pool I have ever seen. As always, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We're posting a bunch of high-quality content, debates, interviews throughout the week, so stay tuned for it. Just about an hour ago, we posted an interview with Michigan Senate candidate Abdul El-Sayed. Really good interview. Go check it out. Watch this.
You get all those ducks and geese pooping in there and stuff, and then the algae stuff builds up so quick. Especially on these hot and humid days, you guys. But I gotta tell you, before this was done, it was so bad. It was so bad before.
It was worse than this. It was worse than this. Sorry, I'm gonna restart because she immediately tries to deflect blame from Trump and his awful design and them painting it the wrong color to the ducks and the geese. Guys, the ducks and the geese are doing this.
You get all those ducks and geese pooping in there and stuff, and then the algae stuff builds up so quick. Especially on these hot and humid days, you guys. But I gotta tell you, before this was done, it was so bad. It was so bad before this was done. It was not getting cleaned. They weren't cleaning it properly in the wintertime like they used to. And this was a toxic mess before. So they're gonna figure this out. But it looks beautiful with the reflection.
That's a huge reach that it looks beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. This is cool.
Absolutely gorgeous. And it had to happen. It was leaking. The algae blooms and the goose poop and everything, it was leaking through the stones into the ground and then into the Potomac River eventually. So it had to be done. It absolutely had to be done. They'll figure out the filtration.
They'll figure it out. They'll figure it out someday. I mean, the color of the reflecting pool is now becoming a hyper-partisan issue, just like whether or not the election was stolen. But the problem with both of these issues is there's a reality that we can see with our eyes. I can perceive a green swamp in this reflecting pool, just like I can perceive that the election was not stolen based on the 60 court cases that shot it down. So now they are literally dumping hydrogen peroxide into the reflecting pool. Michael O'Brien says, y'all, not to be a huge nerd, but for the reflecting pool, you would need a minimum of about 8,000 liters of 12% hydrogen peroxide to reach the 50 parts per million concentration to kill algae. Is this what happens when you have zero scientists in your administration? When you purge all of the scientists, I guess it turns out that you won't have clever minds working on these issues. At the same time, as they're taking down the UFC ring, I want to highlight this tweet from Eric Trump, who got into a lot of controversy around UFC for videos that we've made before. This says, by far, my biggest challenge as a father will be keeping these two humble and grounded. This is not real life, but what a view. And Jen says, my biggest challenge as a mother was having to explain to my kids how a man who openly bragged about sexually assaulting women was elected to the presidency. To continue, we have more videos of people pouring hydrogen peroxide. I still think even with this row of people, we're not going to reach the 8,000 liters needed. This is like putting a Band-Aid on a sinking ship. No way. They thought they could just send people in vests to do this. To continue right here, 12% hydrogen peroxide being used. Someone says, bad day. to be a duck. Here is our Oval Office being desecrated. You know, I had some MAGA friends that thought this was the most badass thing ever, but I just want you to imagine what would happen if President Barack Obama allowed anybody to use the Oval Office in this manner. Didn't he one time renovate the tennis court? You remember this? He renovated the tennis court to be a basketball court for a special event. And he didn't have anybody running to the White House or anything or using the American flag in this manner. And Republicans acted like he killed an entire family of people. He literally just renovated the tennis court so people could use it as a basketball court. Now we have this happening. Far, far worse than anything Obama ever did. Speaking of Obama, this tweet is going viral from Donald Trump in 2015. It says, message to Obama regarding Iran. Quote, the worst thing you can possibly do in a deal is seem desperate to make it. I don't know what kind of advice this was at the time, because they were closing in on the final negotiations in the JCPOA, which Donald Trump then tore up. A decade or so later, about a decade and 1 year later, Trump is now so incredibly desperate to get a deal that he's telegraphing it to everybody and their mother. Here's a video right here of the new reflecting pool and the immediate buildup of algae. Somebody actually went underwater. This happened so incredibly quickly, and some people were blaming the new color they painted the pool attracts more sunlight, attracts more algae, more bacteria, and it happens in a very fast manner. Elizabeth Hagedorn, I thought this was interesting. She said, senior administration officials are briefing reporters on Iran right now. I just want to illustrate how much everything is falling apart, because the senior admin official said, quote, one of the really cool things and interesting things about this entire process is that we actually have a direct relationship with a number of people at the highest levels of the Iranian government. First of all, imagine if the Obama administration had said something this just dumb. Oh, the people who you're negotiating with befriended you and disarmed you and you're now accepting a bad deal? Congrats. Tim Miller says, oh my God, J.D. Vance is doing the meme where he's like, maybe the real treasure was the friends we made along the way. It seems to be J.D. Vance that's saying this, because you can kind of hear it in his tone. One of the really cool things and interesting things about this entire process is that we have a direct relationship with Iran. Also this morning, we learned that Donald Trump's White House ballroom is way over budget and over the timeline. Trump's White House ballroom is no longer projected to be $400 million. It is now $600 million, and taxpayers are projected to pick up half the tab. Remember when Donald Trump was trying to attack our Fed chair, Jerome Powell, because they renovated the Federal Reserve Building, and he says it went over budget? Now he's tearing down parts of the White House to recreate a ballroom while spending our taxpayer dollars on a reflecting pool, on dumb UFC events, on superfluous banners and statues and renovations of the Kennedy Center, while all Americans are struggling due to the Iran war. The only people that aren't struggling right now are the Epstein class at the top, the highest levels of our government. Everybody else is really struggling, including these workers here. Like, I just struggled to believe. Like, this must have been an idea that came straight from Donald Trump. I can almost see it. He's like, you know what? We're taking this into our own hands. I don't care about the scientists. I don't care what they say. Let's just inject bleach into our arm and pour a little bucket of hydrogen peroxide into the reflecting pool. This is not going to work. This is not going to make anything better. If we had a presidency, you know what? I'll inject some nuance into this as well. If we had a presidency where Trump had started no new wars and we actually hadn't had a botched war in Iran and a crazy war in Venezuela and other things going on, if we had a presidency where the economy was doing at least okay and domestically we had groundbreaking policy like FDR, and then he wanted to do a side project with the ballroom, I don't think anyone would really care. Like, if Obama, during his first term, did a side project, of course the Republican media would be at his throat. But if you have a successful presidency, that's one thing. But to come into the Oval Office and to spike inflation within the first 12 months due to tariffs that failed, to start a war with Iran that spikes inflation even further, after cutting Medicaid for tens of millions of Americans that will lead to death, after cutting life-saving cancer research that will likely lead to death, you can't just stay sidetracked on projects. As we say, you have to lock in. You have to lock in on the core focus. And right now, it's do or die ahead of the midterms. Americans are struggling, and yet we have to watch this video right here and act like this is fixing anything. I mean, it's nothing against these guys right here, by the way. It's not these guys that are leading this effort, but I'm almost certain Donald Trump is giving a unilateral command for them to pour hydrogen peroxide into the reflecting pool. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. You can support the Adam Mockler feed by becoming a paid member below or on our Substack, adammockler.com. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.